Here in Washington, the homeless population continues to grow, straining the limited resources available to address the problem. Commentator Joe Davidson says the situation is likely to get even worse unless a bold remedy is applied.
There you go. Thank you, Bertie. How are you?
Every day around 6 p.m., the hungry and homeless line up in McPherson Square, a small park two blocks from the White House. They wait patiently as nuns and volunteers hand out dinners and hot tea to help ward off the winter chill. The volunteers say so many people have joined the food lines in the past few months that they now must ration soup. The amount of hunger and homelessness in the nation's capital is a particular disgrace. Seven people died last year on the D.C. streets. But Washington's problem is quite in keeping with other cities around the nation. The U.S. Conference of Mayors reports that requests for emergency food assistance jumped 23% last year. There was a 13% increase for emergency shelter. And all the city officials who responded to the survey expect these requests to increase this year. The mayors blame several factors, including the lack of decent jobs and cuts in public assistance. At the same time, resources to deal with food and shelter shortages are way behind demand. Federal funding is now over $1 billion, but that's not enough to meet the need. Much of the federal money flows to local projects that rely heavily on volunteers, but these programs are insufficient. Unfortunately, the mayors don't offer a plan of action in their report. Too often, local governments respond to the problem by essentially criminalizing homelessness. Laws against panhandling and sitting at a bus stop too long, for example, do more to hide the problem than solve it. Two key goals of any strategy to solve this social disaster must be the creation of more permanent housing and jobs. The emergency food and shelter approach is needed, but it is far too limited for some of those waiting at McPherson Square. They have been jobless and homeless for years. Shelters provide only temporary relief to a portion of the homeless. Even cities with good long-range plans can't implement them quickly enough to meet the demand. There's significant support in the House and Senate for bills that would build or preserve housing, 1.5 million units for the lowest income families. Funding would come from Federal Housing Authority and Ginnie Mae budget surpluses. The National Coalition for the Homeless also endorses a major boost in the minimum wage. The current level does not allow workers to afford adequate housing. It's going to take more than goodwill, a few coins in a cup, and a bowl of hot soup to really deal with the swelling street population. The homeless need what we all want, good housing and a steady, livable wage. If we help them get that, it would boost the economy for all of us.
The comments of Washington-based columnist Joe Davidson.